Helping others. Sometimes it might be useful to help others take in the good, especially if you are a healthcare professional, manager, human resources trainer, yoga instructor, fitness trainer, mindfulness teacher, executive coach, or psychotherapist. At rickhansen.net, you can get many freely offered resources for doing this. And listen to the next section for using the HEAL steps with children as a parent or teacher. You can use taking in the good with others in one or more of the four ways it's possible to offer a method to anyone. First, you could do it implicitly, without drawing attention to it, such as by bringing someone's attention back to a well-earned acknowledgement if he or she deflects it. Second, you could describe it, but leave it up to the other person whether he or she uses it. Third, you could explicitly take the other person through the steps of taking in the good, leaving off the last step if appropriate. Fourth, you could encourage the person to do it on his or her own and follow up to see what happened. I've known many people who responded very well to taking in the good, both in general and for a particular issue. Suppose you're a manager who wants to encourage more creativity in an employee. What strengths inside would promote creativity? One might be feeling valued by others rather than anxious about making mistakes. So you could ask the person to look for times when he or she is in fact appreciated, and then to take in this experience. Or suppose you're a therapist working with someone raised by emotionally distant parents. What feeling inside would make a big difference for this person? Let's say that it's feeling special. You could suggest that the person look for times these days or in the past when someone cherished, prized, or wanted him or her, and then take in these experiences. Taking in the good can improve the results of formal programs, such as mindfulness training and psychotherapy, as well as informal efforts to help others become healthier and happier. The return on investment in positive mental states grows much higher as more of these passing experiences become turned into enduring neural structures.